Good morning, everyone. I'm Patrick, and I'm here to talk about beer, Telus, and some movements towards some of the things we spoke about last year, which was creating an independent organization for OpenSUSE. And, well, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and we know all about that. And what we're doing is presenting a way ahead, which is the fast-track solution to less hell and more Hellas. So let's talk about me. One way to look at the issue that we've got, the problem that we've simplified, what is needed, what has been done so far. We'll meet, so we'll introduce some people, some of whom you'll know, and some, you know, who is this brought to you by? So, this is me. I'm a Brexit refugee. I was living in London for 25 years before they made the biggest mistake possible and Brexited. So I decided to move to Nuremberg, in which, you know, I've loved it ever since. It's a great place. My history is 8 years in the film industry, which overlaps with about 40 years of technology. Doing special effects work and wind, rain, fire, the whole thing. I presented at several SUSE events and also OpenSUSE events. Some of those events have been memorable, and some of you might remember that, but a lot of them are not memorable. I've also presented at IBM events and Django events as well. And last year I was elected to the board principally to research methods by which OpenSUSE could become some sort of separate charitable organization. So the simple problem is, number one, OpenSUSE is funded and created and managed at the behest of SUSE. So there's no separation, which means there's no bank account that someone can donate money into. and if you were to vote, if you were to say donate money for OpenSUSE at the moment, you wouldn't have any guarantee if you sent it to SUSE that money would get spent on OpenSUSE, because you couldn't send £50 or $50 or €50 to SUSE and expect it to show up at a place like this, buying beers or something. Historically, especially in recent history, SUSE's support for OpenSUSE has been a little bit uneven. There's been some differences in opinion, I understand, as to what the funding should be and what it ends up being. So as I said just earlier, there is no guarantee that donated services or funds that are meant for OpenSUSE would be ever used for OpenSUSE if those services are provided to SUSE. So how would you create a funding target that would isolate donated funds, services, or infrastructure? So that SUSE doesn't share it, because that sort of defeats the purpose of having of having some sort of open organization. So what do we need? A stable, fully independent entity with charitable status, which is important, which will attract donations from SUSE, attract donations from large corporates who are already known to SUSE or OpenSUSE, but have no place to donate because there's no one target. So that's the biggest problem right now. And attracting donations from individuals and small businesses that OpenSUSE and SUSE don't know about, because there's no way, again, going around back to the circle, there's no place to donate, there's no place to talk to people about how to help out on different organizational events. Now someone's calling me. So we need to nominate, so the organization will nominate and invite projects for sponsorships from the donated funds. So it could be individual events or individual projects that that you know we decide as the organisation to say, you know, this is shows some promise, and we'll give you some money, or give you some server time, we'll give you some technical assistance. There's also there are events all over the place. OpenSUSE has been present at some of those events, less so last year because of the funding issues. So what we'd like to do is have some sort of fund to allow people to attend these events and also create others, other events. Having a neutral safe space for contributors to continue to work together, which is meant to be if you've got some people from Red Hat or from Ubuntu or from any other organization that want to contribute, then it's a place where they can do so. And of course, we want to reach out to a wider audience and become more inclusive of other projects that may not be part of OpenSUSE in general. So another way to look at it is there's the foundation in the umbrella, and it funds the events, the projects, the travel support, and branded goods. And as everyone, you know, last year and throughout the conversations we've had as part of the board, there's widespread agreement as to, you know, well, this needs to be done, but there was never any real agreement as to, well, does it should be done in German law, should be done in Dutch law, Swiss law, American law, where should it exist? The easiest way to do that is just to do it, which is what I did. So now we've got the GECO Foundation, which is a not-for-profit, founded in London, and a not-for-profit company is one there is no shareholders, there are only trustees. So the trustees, they don't necessarily get money from anything, and there are no shareholders to get to attract money, you know, to extract money from. So it's all the money that goes in is meant to be, or should be, and is. Used for the objects of the foundation itself. So the founding objectives. Promote the use of open, I mean, these are quite simple and basic. Promote the use of open source software and hardware. Stage events in the UK and other countries for educational purposes and to advance the use of open source software. Advocate open technical standards in the private, corporate and public sectors. Create an environment to support advancements in open source innovations. Promote the reuse of computer hardware, which is kind of it's a favorite of mine. And provide computer systems and expertise to communities in need. And when once the scope starts expanding, it could be there might be equipment or expertise needed in an earthquake zone or something like that. And it'd be great if we had a pool of people who could provide that assistance. So it's here, and how can you help? So my company, iLayer, has donated a small amount of infrastructure in Zurich, and will continue to do so as the requirements dictate. But it's up to everyone in this room and everyone actually in the open source movement to develop it into a vibrant organization. I could be wrong about this, but I think this is the only distribution-focused foundation out there. I mean, there's the Linux Foundation, there's Apache, but this is a specific distribution is the focus. So we are defining some working groups to achieve the objectives, and we've already got £10,000 in donations, $10,000 in donations. So we're a co-sponsor of this event and the OpenSUSE Asia Summit, and we've got more coming. And the trustees, me, Doug, and Svibor. And so currently these are the donation, these are the sponsors or the contributors to the foundation, and we're expecting to get some of the people in the background also involved. So it's up to you guys. I mean, let's do something and make the foundation work for everyone. I'll leave this slide up. Any questions, please feel free to ask. And that QR code just takes you to the website. Any questions? Hang. I think, yeah, he comes.
Yeah, if one wants to donate, maybe on a regular basis, just send up money to that bank account, or is there additional work involved, or is it better to send 10 euros every month, or rather you'd have to send 100 euros each year because it's less overhead or whatever?
Good question. We're setting up things with a couple of different payment providers or the payment acceptance providers. One of them is Stripe, and we could have, for example, you could do exactly what you said and have a 10 euro a month payment from your bank account. Larger amounts are also possible. You could do it on like you were saying, a subscription basis. So that's not a problem. I mean, 10 euros a day would be even better. Just saying. Does that answer your question? Yeah.
Hello, my name is Andreas. Thanks for setting this up, by the way, and for the talk. So for this foundation, how did you find your relationship to the technical part of the Open SUSE project? How do you see this work happening in the foundation? Do you intend to influence the technical decisions? And yeah, how do you want to make this work in the foreseeable future?
That's a really good question, and not one I've given any thought to, really. But I guess the thing is, it'll be a meritocracy. I mean, I have no interest in... I have some personal technical interests of my own, but I'm not going to foist them on the foundation to get them done. However, there could be, you know, we'll just say we've got a pot of money, not much at the moment. There'll be projects that'll be vying for attention, and OpenSUSE and Leap or a particular flavor of OpenSUSE may be the focus for distribution. There could be other focuses for different technical projects. But right now, we haven't really thought that through.
Well, congratulations on accomplishing, I think, kind of a lifelong dream of yours. Like, you've mentioned this off and on forever. But one thing I'd be interested in seeing is, would we be able to use the GECO Foundation as a venue, as a vehicle of which we could help fund, sponsor other projects development that OpenSUSE like kind of relies on, for example, KDE and things of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not, this is kind of the, I hate to use the word because it's been ruined by Facebook, this is the meta idea where we've got, it's an umbrella organization and flavors of OpenSUSE or some of the things that are meant for or a part of OpenSUSE, yes, they'll be part of what we do, but the focus is going to be much larger, the scope is going to be much larger. For example, you know, the whole thing about reusing of computer hardware. I mean, that's a whole new thing, and I was actually speaking to someone in Zagreb about that. So there's the scope is as wide as we want it to be, until we start realizing we've got not enough money and too many projects that want parts of that money. So, thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Patrick. And by the way, I'm checking Telegram because we're trying to incorporate people online if they want to ask questions. But we don't have one yet, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.